I have inherited a belief in community, the promise that a gathering of the Spirit can both create and change culture. Terry Tempest Williams. Welcome to the Transformation Highway. I'm your host, Kristen Carlson, and I'm very excited today to share an event that is coming up that is about uplifting consciousness and celebrating life and cultivating community. And we're so blessed here in the Bay Area to have access to events like these. And I'm speaking today with partner owner of the Symbiosis Gathering, Kevin Cochin. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for listeners who have never been to Symbiosis or maybe even never heard of Symbiosis, what is it? What is this amazing event that I've been hearing about?
Sure. Well, we are a 5-day music, art, and conscious lifestyle event. We call ourselves The Gathering. I think one of the reasons is that the intention behind what we do is to try to gather as many, you know, cool, interesting people as we can. And throughout the years, many of the people who have stepped through, you know, the gate as an attendee later go on to be staff or crew or performers or what have you. So, you know, it's a event that's very much based around community. And we also have an amazing package of entertainment that we provide between music and art and all sorts of creative shenanigans. It seems like we've kind of become a festival that's put on by crew for crew, and we really like what we do.
Well, you know what you like, so you pick the good stuff.
We sure do.
So how did you get involved with Symbiosis? Have you been a part of it? Is this the 10th or 11th year that it's been going on?
Yeah, well, I got gathered, actually. so I knew a couple of the founders, and so I was actually talking to Bosque, and he is, you know, one of the founders at a little trance party out in Mendocino. And so he was telling me about this event that he was going to put on, and he wanted me to come do a talk on it. So I went to the California Institute of Integral Studies, and so studied in philosophy and religion, but with an emphasis on rites of passage and secret societies and whatnot. So,
ooh, love that.
You know, he invited me. Yeah, it was fantastic. So he invited me to come do a workshop, and he was telling me all these, you know, kind of crazy things like, oh, this is going to be, you know, all this togetherness, and we're bringing together all these, you know, people who never hang out together. And I was like, oh yeah, sure, buddy, sounds good, you know. But when I went, it was striking because at that time in San Francisco, there were a lot of different scenes, and it was very rare that those scenes integrated, interacted. So, you know, you'd go to a house party, and that house party, they were going to be playing house, or, you know, you had the bass kids, you know, the broken beat. So it's like the broken beat people never hung out with the house people or the techno people. And so it was interesting because it was a 3-stage event. It was only, you know, let's say 600-800 people. And I've never actually seen all these different kind of groups or, you know, formerly known as cliques all hanging out together in the same place. So it was really striking for me how it really did gather these different individuals who, you know, had the same kind of ethos and, you know, morals or worldview. It's like, you know, they liked art. It's like, you know, people were, you know, earth conscious and, you know, organic conscious. And the reason that people didn't hang out before is just because they didn't listen to the same music. So that was a real, you know, powerful experience for me to just watch an event bring all those people together. And so I said to Bosque, this is fantastic. Will you help me, you know, throw a party for my friends? Because I had some friends out in Flagstaff, Arizona. You know, they knew people from Missoula and, of course, San Francisco. And he said, well, rather than do that, why don't you just join on with Symbiosis and 10 years later, here I am.
So 10 years ago, was the whole vision that is happening this year, as far as the music and the speakers and the art and the yoga, were all of these things going on from the beginning, or has that sort of shaped and shift over the years?
No, I mean, most of what we're doing was initiated in that first year. I mean, like having like the live art gallery. That's something that happened in 2005, and it's like, I don't really know if it was happening before then. Actually, there was an event in San Francisco put on by this wonderful woman, Eve, who we work with now, called Synergenesis. And so it was in San Francisco, so it wasn't like a festival-style event, but it was almost like the precursor to Symbiosis. And so at that event, it was at the old... what they call it, Intermissions, it just closed, Cell Space. It was over at Cell Space. Mm. And so this was a time where all these different, wonderful artists got together, and there was live painting and music. And so at the first Symbiosis, also, that entire environment was one of the central places to go. And then, the yoga was added for Symbiosis. And then in 2006, I had actually studied with Penny Livingston at the Regenerative Design Institute. And so we had the first permaculture immersive.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a, 3-day event. We had David Bloom come out. David Bloom's a wonderful Santa Cruz mover and shaker.
Mm.
And so all of this kind of, education or, non-music aspects of the event have definitely been, cornerstones since the very beginning.
Yeah, that's the thing that excites me so much about these what are now kind of titled transformational festivals is really bringing in the consciousness aspect of it and the lifestyle and the community. I have my own ideas as to why this is growing in popularity. Basically, the cultural creatives are taking over the world.
Right.
But what do you see as the need that is filled by events and experiences like the Symbiosis Gathering?
Sure. Well, I think it has a lot to do with the democratization of media. Mm. We're living in a world that's drastically different than the 90s. As you can obviously tell, there's so many more festivals these days, and that has a lot to do with the fact that it's become possible for people to, create events because of the internet. Mm-hmm. And, back in 90s or even 2000s, like, how would you even go about booking somebody? Like, there was no Facebook. Like, you had to know the agency, and there was, like, a limited number of people that could really break into that kind of secret society.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So, between that and the ability of promotions, with Facebook, and everybody has their individual brands, and people's ability to now reach, thousands of people with, the click of a button. So we're really living in a different world. And as you said, it's like, the cultural creatives are kind of taking over, but it's almost like we've been given permission to be creative.
Mm.
It's like there's very few jobs these days that are, previous generations. You're not working somewhere for 20 years, getting a pension and retiring. Mm-hmm. There's much more opportunity in kind of creating your own business, and that is very much represented in, the movement of, these smaller, micro events, festivals, that you see here today.
So that kind of ties into my next question. I'm curious, as I attend these events and I witness the movement of what's going on, how do we carry what happens and what we experience in that event? How do we carry that to be a more long-term sort of immersed in the daily life? How do we carry that forward?
That's a great question. That's like a softball question. Jeez. It's one of the reasons why we're doing elemental alchemy. So elemental alchemy, we have four different tracks this year, permaculture, visual art, ritual and performance, and yoga. And so each one of these are, you know, it's a 5-day immersive before the event that you can, you know, come and, you know, learn into any one of these disciplines. And there's a little bit of cross-pollination involved. So, you know, it's a really special, you know, experience. I think to be able to bring things back, it has to be able to be articulated into the words that you use in the daily life. And, you know, this is one of the issues that, you know, these peak experiences provide. It's like, you know, if you go up on a mountain, it's like, how do you integrate that into your worldview, and how does that shift you? You know, it's a lot of times it's very, you know, nonverbal, you know, but just going up on a mountain and just seeing the open expanse and how the hills come together and how, oh, well, that, you know, you can see what this township is different than that one because there's like natural boundaries, you know. So to be able to then have the language to then articulate to yourself and then to other people, you know, that's how it starts to shift your everyday life. And so, you know, a lot of what we do is counter to, you know, Western civilization, the public education system, mm-hmm. you know, such as like, you know, like meditation. It's like, how much better would it be that instead of just sending people to detention, it's like you encourage meditation.
That's like, it's seriously.
Such a subtle shift. Uh-huh. It's like you're sticking this person in, you know, a room by themselves, and they have to be quiet. And
or so like, or how about what you've before? Done. Or how about before they get sent to meditation or to detention, we all just sit down and meditate together to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, there's these very subtle shifts, and so I think where change comes from is being able to articulate a shift in worldview. And so what we hope to do is provide a container, you know, for people to have peak experiences that are outside, you know, the bounds of time. You know, like being at a festival is like the now. It's like mm-hmm. the eternal now. Mm-hmm. It's like if you can throw your phone away, if you could just throw the schedule away and just like, you know, be completely alive and just like really live in that moment. It's like that is what the now is. And so if you could take those insights from the now and somehow articulate that and be able to take that back into the default world, it's like that's where change is going to come from, you know, incrementally, but, you know, just like a, you know, single candle can light up a whole room.
Mm. And to add on to being in the now, for it to be such a high vibe, connection-based experience, you know, it really... it's a really powerful thing to have meaningful connection all day long for 5 days in a row. It's out of the ordinary for most of us.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So, as far as like, you've got permaculture going and yoga, what you termed elemental alchemy, have you seen groups develop outside of the symbiosis gathering that kind of carry on throughout the year in between events?
You know, we haven't as much. I mean, one of the interesting, you know, aspects of our organization is that we really don't have a company. You know, one of our, you know, sister organizations that we love dearly is the Do Lab. You know, there's nobody that is, you know, we really, you know, I don't want to compare or anything, but it's like those guys are the production team. We look up to them. You know, they have a beautiful, strong package, very compelling. You know, they do it really well. So they have a team, and they have, you know, the organizational structure where they're working, you know, year in, year out, and they have multiple events. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, for symbiosis, we've had a lot more trouble with, you know, finding venues, and it's just led to a situation where, you know, the core group of symbiosis is just a few people. It's just like, you know, three people sometimes, mm-hmm. six people sometimes. So kind of what I've termed it is, you know, the Do Lab are like World Series champions. They are a well-oiled machine. They're a great team. Whereas for symbiosis, we're kind of like an all-star team. where it's like we don't necessarily work together all the time, but we've kind of pooled all these different people, you know, from different projects, you know, kind of from all over the world. And so, so yeah, that's just kind of led to, we have a, you know, a very loose, corporate structure, and, you know, it invites a lot of, collaboration in terms of, you know, we're kind of more like curators in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're not telling somebody, it's like, hey, we want you to build this stage, it should look like this, and then this is where everything should be positioned. But instead we're like, we want to have a stage here, what do you think? You know, and so it's like we're really bringing in other people's proposals, and you know, so in a sense it's almost like we're curating the event as much as we are producing it. You know, obviously we have our production team, you know, the people who, like, you know, go swing the hammers, you know, dig the ditches, you know, move the heavy equipment and such forth. But we're also really allowing the artists that we work with to come and, you know, create some kind of, you know, environment or, you know, art installation, you know, that really comes from them. And so, so yeah, I think that is a little bit distinct.
So let's talk about venue, because this year's venue I haven't been to, but I've heard wonderful things about it, and it won't be at this venue next year. So tell us a little bit about Woodward Reservoir.
Yeah, Woodward Reservoir is amazing. It is, let's see, it's a 2,900 acre reservoir, so it's absolutely massive. We're on a peninsula. So, which obviously it brings, you know, each venue has its own set of challenges.
Mm.
You know, one of the things about us is, like I said, it's like we've grown out of venues and, you know, moved to, let's say, you know, Pyramid Eclipse or Pyramid Lake, where, you know, there was an eclipse. So we've really been driven in part by venue. And so that's why any event that we've done has been a completely unique production. And so similarly, how the reservoir is that we're on a peninsula, and so it's all this, like, little fractal, you know, niches and coves and everything like that. It is, you know, it's amazing. It's very unique. And, you know, the fact that you can swim during the festival is something that I don't really know any other events that you can do that. I mean,
yeah,
obviously at Reggae on the River,
right.
Reggae on the River spot, there's the river.
Uh-huh,
but this is
right.
Just like, women and flotilla villages and all sorts of beautiful things. So we've been lucky with the weather the last couple of years. You know, we have a road that goes through. We definitely encourage bikes, you know, because it can be a little bit of a walk from the campground into the venue. But once you get into the venue, it's just like a wonderland. And one of the things we really like to do is, like, you know, create distinct environment. So when you pass through the threshold, you know that you're in this zone. And, you know, that's one of the things that I mentioned with inviting so many artists to come do what they do best. And so this year we have, I think, 32 distinct zones.
Wow.
That people can go into.
Oh, so,
and so
fun.
In a sense, it's like, I kind of consider the music as like the lures. You know,
uh-huh.
It's like, you know, somebody that's never heard of Symbiosis before, they'll be like, oh my gosh, FKA Twigs, or, you know, R.L. Grime. It's like, you know, people that are, you know, very, you know, they have a lot of reach.
Uh-huh.
And they're fantastic artists.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, really what we're trying to do is we're trying to gather people. And what's going to gather people is coming into these environments and, you know, being a part of, you know, this beautiful creation that only happens once. You know, this, you know, whatever happens this year, it'll happen this time, and then it'll be gone.
Yes.
And I think that really comes across to some people. So, as I said, this year will be gone, and so next year we will be going up to Oregon. It is a 50,000-acre parcel.
Wow.
Which is absolutely gigantic. let's see, it has a 52-acre lake, so we're going to have swimming once again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Art boats, of course. And the entire area is surrounded by mountains with a ring of trees around it. So,
oh my gosh.
It's really one of the nicest venues I've ever been to. It's never been used for an event of this magnitude. And on Monday, August 21st, just a year from a couple days ago, there will be a total solar eclipse, which
yes.
is the one of the most amazing things that you can see with the naked eye.
Oh, love it. So, we've only got a few more minutes, but I want to hear what you are excited about as far as speakers, music. I'd love to hear about the village. What is the village? So take it away.
I'm just really excited for the event as a whole. FKA Twigs, it was like such a shock that we were able to book her. It's something that's not been part of what we've done before. She is definitely extremely talented, somewhat avant-garde just artist. I mean, is she a musician or is she just purely an artist? That's one of because she does costume design and it's dance and it's it's all a part of the package. So I'm definitely really excited for that. Santa Gold also, I've been a long time Santa Gold fan.
Me too. Yes.
Even for us, it's we get really excited about things, and it's not just let's book it. We're gonna book these people to make sure we get enough ticket sales. But we love this stuff. So I think both FKA Twigs and Santa Gold were very very excited about. But Beats Antique and Claude Von Stroke has long been part of our scene and. Community, as well as Justin Martin and the whole Dirty Bird crew. I particularly like the trance. I'm not sure if you know Boom Festival. So Boom Festival just happened in Portugal. I believe they had 40,000-50,000 people there.
Wow.
And it is my favorite festival in the world.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
In Portugal. Yeah. They are the ones that we look up to, honestly. They've owned their site for for a number of years. They have permanent installations. People live there on the site. They grow food. They have composting toilets. Absolutely
wonderful. Yeah,
so,
that's amazing. That's a long term vision.
Yeah, definitely. That's always the dream too.
Uh-huh.
That's always the dream.
Yeah.
But so a lot of the music that is played over there is kind of this trance, psychedelic trance, progressive trance, and so. We're kind of one of the only, we are the only event that, hosts this type of music in the United States. And, there are some smaller events, especially, let's say the Moon Tribe or, Green Sector down in Los Angeles, who have paved the way for us, to bring a lot of these guys over. But so that's also a lot of kind of my favorite music, Dinox and Becker's or, Perfect Stranger. So I'm really excited about that. And
there's yoga. There's going to be yoga going on throughout each day. Is that?
Yeah, there's solid yoga. I mean, there's four main workshop stations. I mean, gosh, there's so many more workshop stations. So
Not enough time to get everything done.
there's not. And see, it's one of the things. That's where you really have to just live in the now. And there's
yes.
a lot of things that you want to do, but the goal is just to really enjoy yourself.
Yes.
But one workshop, specifically I just want to mention is the J.T. Sears versus Kumare workshop, which honestly, I can't believe that we've even done this. I'm not sure if you know who J.T. Sears is.
I do not.
He is hilarious. He's kind of a comic, and he pokes fun at the New Age transformational movement.
Uh-huh.
He's hilarious. He's got YouTube videos, and so Kumare actually made a movie about 4 years ago. He was really interested in religion. He is Indian by heritage, so he actually just dressed up like an Indian guru and then moved to Arizona and ended up getting 60 followers all the
yes.
while he was telling them that he was a fake guru. And so we are going to have a panel with two fake gurus.
Oh my gosh.
at ourselves.
Oh,
so
that's hilarious.
That's definitely something to be excited about.
And so what do people need to know and or bring, and how can they find out more about the Symbiosis Gathering?
Yeah, sure. You know, just bring a good attitude, a good pair of walking shoes. Go ahead, bring a bike. You know, things that light you up at night. You know, just come ready for a great time. There are, you know, obviously there's going to be lots of swimming and, you know, tons of things to do. So, you know, bring a camera, try not to look at your phone too much, and just, you know, soak it all in.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you can check everything out on our website, symbiosisgathering.com, or obviously on Facebook, the Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Great. And this is family friendly, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we have an entire family camp. So family camp is actually going to be closer to the action than most other people. It's also going to be relatively quiet camping. Obviously, the music is going to be, you know, playing, so it only gets so quiet. But it's also really close to the Kidbiosis area. And so there's four different stations of Kidbiosis. There's, you know, there's going to be a painting stage. There's going to be like a puppeteering stage. There's going to be a water activity stage, and also a music area. So the kids even get four areas. So
we are
bursting with fruit flavor.
I love that. It's important to encourage the intergenerational collaboration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, it's actually, it hits home for us because we have three new additions to the Symbiosis family within the last year.
Oh my gosh. Wonderful.
We've been producing the event for, 11 years. And so, you know, we're growing, and we're not trying to skew to, you know, suddenly just become a younger crowd to like make money. It's like, we're really, our intention is to sustain community and to keep building and to keep the people that have, you know, shifted their, ways of party or celebration, and still be, you know, an inclusive event. So, you know, it's very much something that we're trying to evolve, you know, the movement itself, so that, you know, people who now have families don't get skewed off the island, but instead, you know, we're all part of this, you know, one community.
Well, Kevin Cochin of the Symbiosis Gathering, thank you so much for joining us today. And listeners, thank you. And listeners, the event is happening September 22nd to 25th at Woodward Reservoir. If you would like to find out more or get your tickets, you can go to symbiosisgathering.com. And Kevin, don't work too hard. I know it's the last stretch and there's a lot to be done, but I hope that you get to enjoy the event when it happens.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all fun.